Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to Luce Trails and Tales. We take an extended look at the people and the places in rural America that truly make it what it is. Luce Trails and Tales made possible by Alltech, the symposium coming up May 18th through the 20th. The details on the web, alltech.com, Cattleman's Choice, Lumix. I only had to ask them once, lumix.com. And connecting the farm to the fork at feedstuffsfoodlink.com. Today I'm going to do something a little different. Typically, I like to use Luce Trails as the place that I bring new things, initiatives, or events to the forefront. But to be quite honest, you are my most loyal group as we gather every day, and I appreciate that. Last week, the Egyptian government, while admitting that pigs do not pose a health risk, began slaughtering their entire pig population of 250,000 head. Pig farmers, stripped of their livelihoods, took to the streets in a riot and were pushed back with tear gas and rubber bullets. Knowingly, the Egyptian government acknowledged the lack of risk, yet chose to slaughter the pig herd. Here at home, pork producers have been struggling with high input cost, and we're just about to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel when major media sources, along with the Center for Disease Control, turned the tunnel dark again. If you don't know, our nation's pork producers are in desperate straits. I am 100% a person about using the law of supply and demand for answers rather than government intervention. But I think the answer to this situation is to find a way to immediately increase demand for pork products. It just so happens that the context of this program is generating an idea for you. Let me first state that I question whether or not that the demand for domestic pork production has been affected by the current outbreak of H1N1. It is not a scientific poll by any means of the imagination, but I did contact a couple of people that I know in the retail and the restaurant business to get their take on the subject. Earlier today, I talked to Mike Inslee, who works for Newport Meats, based in Los Angeles, California, calls on high-end outlets in Southern California, and tells me that the demand has not been taken back at all with the latest flu situation. He did tell me that they have stepped up their own educational efforts in an attempt to make sure that consumers have the facts surrounding H1N1, but pork is an excellent product with a lower purchase price. Consequently, demand has remained stable. Next, I called my favorite barbecue restaurant owner in the entire country, which happens to be in Memphis, Tennessee, called the Germantown Commissary. I talked to the owner, Mr. Walker Taylor, about the same situation. He told me that no customer has even asked about the situation, and his level-headed customers recognize the media hype when they see it. He did go on to indicate that he has a certain level of frustration that boneheaded lawmakers may not have the same common sense approach that his customers do, and is concerned that they may attempt to put something in place that will make it even tougher to get local pork. Mr. Taylor told me point blank, we can't even get local pork anymore. I'm here to tell you that it is not because farmers in the Mid-South have lost the desire to be in the business, but that excessive regulation has put them out of business. Case in point, friend of mine, Richard Frudenberg, has owned Feinberg Meats, is how I found the Germantown Commissary to begin with. At one time, he was harvesting pigs and cattle in Memphis, Tennessee. In the later years, in the last 7 years, he has been buying boxed meat products, further processing them, and then selling. He has now sold his entire business. Excessive regulation put him out of business. Furthermore, the challenge to begin with was the fact that he had a lack of supply because the farmers quit raising pigs to deliver to Feinberg Meats in Memphis, Tennessee. So you know that I'm all about solutions. What, Trent Luce, is your solution? Here's my plan. I believe that we truly need to connect the dots, not only for our overzealous lawmakers, but our media and consumers globally. You know that it has been said that the best way to anybody's heart is through their stomach. Today, I am launching a campaign and encouraging all people who eat food to enter the Faces of Agriculture sponsored event called Pork on a Fork. I expect you to send photos of family members, friends, consumers, anyone, anywhere eating pork. On May 26th, the day after Memorial Day, the photos will be judged and the winner will be announced. The winner will receive an all-expense-paid trip for two to the World Pork Expo happening in Des Moines, Iowa, June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I will personally see to it that the winners are giving the royal VIP treatment and access to anything and everything pork-related during the event. All entries will be available for viewing during the entire World Pork Expo, plus on all social networking sites leading up to the day and here and to beyond forever. In fact, the winner could be recorded, if so desired, and become a YouTube pork connoisseur for all of the world to see. My friends, we need to put the sizzle back into pork production, just as we do back into domestic food production of every level, every species, every place that we possibly can. American consumers need to demand domestically grown food. Our pork producers are on the verge of being forced to exit their operations and find a new livelihood. It is that severe. Just as Walker Taylor told me, he can no longer get any local pork. So it is time that we explain to the world the importance of the American pork industry. Another old cliche that certainly makes my point and applies here, a photo is worth a thousand words. I can tell you that I am sure if you're a pork producer, you're excited about photoing your family, your daughters, your mother, your girlfriend, whatever the case may be, eating pork. But I can also tell you, after visiting with Mike Inslee from Los Angeles, California today, he is excited about telling his customers that they could be awarded the Pork Promoter of the Year and win a trip to Des Moines, Iowa, where pork production is king. Get more details, participate in this event, tell your friends and neighbors, post it on Twitter, post it on Facebook, create your own YouTube little presentation called Pork on a Fork. FacesOfAg.com. Send me an email with your picture. Post your picture on your blog and send me a photo of your blog and a link. We can use the modern forms of communication in today's world as a positive avenue of telling the story of the importance of domestic food production like the American pork industry. Photos to me can be sent to a couple of different addresses. You can find my email address at facesofag.com, or I can tell you that it is trentloose@gmail.com. That's easy for you to remember, trentloose@gmail.com. I would love to see all of you in Des Moines, Iowa, and two people, you determine whether you're lucky or not, will be able to tolerate me for 3 days at the World Pork Expo the first week of June. I'm Trent Luce, Luce Trails and Tales, this special presentation, talking about a way to put sizzle back in domestic food production. Most importantly, as we go forward, always remember, be gentle, stay firm.